Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Time for our Monday morning briefing from Dr. Kevin Mose, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Greetings, Doc. Did I hear earlier today that some cases of COVID are up around the Chicago area now? What's the latest?
Yeah, they are, you know, and not surprising. I mean, most listeners probably know somebody who currently has COVID, and certainly we're seeing the numbers start to increase as we're starting to get more active. Although we're outside more, it's still showing us that this BA4 and BA5 are going to continue this spread through the summer. Probably the more concerning is if you look at what's going on in the UK, where they're seeing this fifth spike, and the spike right now for positive cases is higher than it was a year ago. So that's probably the most concerning. Is that what we're looking for or looking at as we come into the fall?
Tell us about this modified COVID shot that they say is showing promise. And this is a Pfizer vaccine that's tweaked for Omicron, correct?
Yeah, so it's very interesting. You know, we've all been talking about the vaccine, saying, you know what, got to remember that vaccine was made based on the original COVID. And look what's happened since that. We've had Delta, we've had Omicron, we've had BA2, we've had BA4. So now we're saying, wait a second, is that the best vaccine? Very similar to what we do with influenza shots every year. So what Moderna is doing, and Pfizer now has jumped on the bandwagon as well, is they're looking at a combo shot that not only has the original COVID in there, because that's the one that is going to remind your immune system what it's already seen as a booster, but then it also will cover Omicron as well, which appears to be the one that's going to continue with as a predominant strain. And I say that because if you look at what's gone on with Omicron, we got Omicron, we went to BA2, we didn't go to Zeta, we didn't go to the next Greek letter. We stayed with it within Omicron because the differences of these new variants are small. So Omicron seems to be the one that's going to continue, and that's why they chose this to put the two strains of the vaccine in this, the two strains of the virus in this one vaccine.
So this is supposed to produce a significantly larger immune response than the vaccines currently available, and you're talking about the sub-variants here?
Exactly. What this vaccine is showing in individuals who have got it in the study is that they have gotten a huge response to Omicron. Have to remember, everyone goes, you know what, I've already had COVID and now I got it again. You know, what this vaccine is doing is, yes, we're going to protect you against the strain that we're seeing currently. So it's actually giving much better prevention and actually showing that it can prevent illness, not just hospitalization, but prevent you from getting the symptoms, which is a big difference from what the vaccine did initially.
All the stories are mentioning Pfizer. Moderna is doing the same thing?
Correct. Yep, they are. They both are doing the exact same thing. And it'll be interesting to see who comes out first and when it comes out and what the FDA says. You know, the FDA is going to look at this data and say, okay, now you're going to confuse everybody even more. Because now are we going to say this is a booster? Are we going to say this is the annual shot? Are we going to wait till the fall to roll it out? So there's, you know, when you look historically back over the last couple of years over this, you can see a lot of the missteps on communication that we've had with vaccines. And hopefully this one is going to be one that they're going to come out very clearly and say, this is how we're going to attack this illness going forward. We are going to have a vaccine that is going to have multiple strains within it based on what we're seeing in the community, just as we do with influenza every year. Once you make a statement like that, you're going to have people's confidence go back up. You're going to have people saying, okay, now it makes sense. Now I know what they're doing, versus the communications on, you know, bad things that we have done here with vaccines and timing and dosing and ages, and everything we've done has been very confusing, which decreases confidence and compliance.
A panel of vaccine experts is scheduled to meet tomorrow to advise the FDA on whether and how to modify the vaccines. And you know what the question is going to be now, Doc. People are going to say, should I wait to get my booster? Should I get it now? What's the best advice? Or do we have to wait for a little bit for the FDA here?
Yeah, Bob, you know, the interesting thing is, it'll be interesting to see what they come out and say. Because, again, now with so much Omicron going on right now, do we tell people, okay, go ahead and get boosted, because our boosters are preventing you from being hospitalized and preventing you from, you know, severe illness and injury. But we're not seeing a lot of that, right? We're seeing a lot of this aggravation in the common, you know, aches and pains for 10 days, and only some people are getting very sick. So some people are hesitant, and I think a lot of people right now, knowing that there's going to be word out probably in the next week or two of what to do about this, people are going to hold off right now, I think. And, you know, if you are, then make sure you do all your mitigation. Make sure you stay away from people who you know are positive. Make sure you wash your hands and do all the other things, because it's still an illness, and it still is not a lot of fun for those who are getting it.
For people who are not going to wait, and maybe they're nervous because they're going on a trip or something, or for people who just in the last few weeks got a booster, they would have to wait for quite a while before getting another one, right?
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't make that be a stopping point for me, because you have to remember that once the FDA looks at this, and now we have to produce it. So it's not like, oh, right. My gosh, you know, mm-hmm. we're going to have 10 million doses of this and everybody's going to be able to get it tomorrow afternoon. Mm-hmm. No. This is still being looked at as a trial. So once they look at it and look at the data, they're going to give the blessing to Pfizer and Moderna, say, go ahead and produce this. So this is something that you're going to be seeing in August, September, October, if it gets approved.
Thanks for clearing that up for us. Northwestern Medicine's Dr. Kevin Most, and it's our Monday morning house call from the good doctor. Let's talk about a very interesting subject here. What the latest scientific studies are telling us about brain health, doctor?
Yeah, Bob, you know, when we look at brain health, we look at dementia, we look at Alzheimer's, it's interesting that we're taking illnesses now where we have poor treatment options. We don't have medications that do this well. We don't have other drugs that we can give that treat it. We really don't know the clear cause of this. So when we have illnesses like that, what do? We start looking more at studies on prevention. If we can't treat it, how do we prevent it? And you're starting to see more and more big studies coming out on the cognitive, what we can do to prepare ourselves for future dementia, how we can slow that, and really how we can prevent it from occurring in people. And you're probably, you know, all going, okay, what do I do? And it's fairly simple. You know, we've talked in the past about the Mediterranean and the DASH diet, and those are very key. And the combination of those two is something called the MIND diet. And really what it comes down to, if it's good for the heart, it's actually good for the brain as well. So we know that these diets will be very good for our arteries. They keep inflammation down. And those are the things that we're starting to see make a huge impact on cognitive delay in individuals.
More information is coming out about these plant-based diets, and it's all good, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. You know, and I know Andy's in for Dave today, but, you know, Dave is the king of kale. I don't know if Andy is, but...
He wasn't this weekend. Apparently, he had kind of a junk relapse, didn't you, Andy?
Yeah, I fell back into some bad habits.
Well, okay. You better get on the Mediterranean diet today.
Bring me the kale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Andy, there's probably 10 foods that you should eat on the MIND diet and 10 that you should avoid. And I would bet you today or this weekend you might have been on the avoid list. Butter, cheese, red meat, fried food, pastries.
Not
Is that your
check,
diet
check,
for the weekend?
Check and check, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He'll be forgetful today. So they always say colorful foods are the best. Is that right?
Correct. You know, when we look at vegetables, you know, it's key to have color as well. And people say, oh, that's kind of goofy. No, everything does not need to be green. And as a matter of fact, these studies are really showing that blueberries, strawberries, walnuts, those are probably the three super brained foods. And people say, yeah, right, that's just a hoax. And it really isn't. Take blueberries, high in antioxidants, high in vitamin C, decrease inflammation, decrease heart disease, you know, just outstanding. Walnuts, high in polyunsaturated fats, which are much better than saturated fats, anti-inflammatory, keep the arteries healthy. So not just having a green salad, but actually having fruit as well and different types of fruit, and walnuts and olive oil are very key to a great diet. So Those are all the things that, like we said, those are the things that we say are going to keep your heart healthy. It's going to keep your brain healthy. So it kind of tells us if we keep inflammation in our brain down and increase the blood flow to our brain, we can slow the cognitive decline. And these studies show dramatic decreases in cognitive decline if you're on these diets.
Very interesting. Are we still referring to fish as brain food?
We really are, you know, especially salmon. You know, fish that are high in fat are ones that we really want. Omega-3 fatty acid, DHA, is the most common fat that's found in our brain. Well, it's high in salmon, so it's really good because the body makes DHA, but it can't make enough. So we need to supplement that. Now, whether you're going to have salmon or whether you're going to take it as a supplement, but really, people should have 2 to 3 servings a week of fish, and I would bet you that the vast majority of listeners have 1 or 2. So certainly, having a fish oil supplement is not only good for your heart, but certainly is good for your brain as well.
Do I have this right? There's little to no hard evidence that those dietary supplements, including fish oil capsules, vitamin E, and so forth, actually help. What's the latest research on that?
Yeah, the research on that is kind of a little shaky right now. It's interesting that we see the benefit in the heart. We haven't seen the benefit in the brain. So in other words, is the natural fish oil that you take in a diet have some impact on the brain that doesn't get across the blood-brain barrier? You know, that's uncertain as to why. But certainly we know that fish oil has a great impact on the heart. And whether you take it as a supplement, there are some studies coming out that will be looking at this as a supplement versus a direct correlation between supplement, dietary intake, or no intake. And that's the big study that everyone's looking at, because unfortunately a lot of the mixture of the two, whether you took it as a diet and a supplement, are mixed together, and they're trying to stratify those studies, which is much more difficult.
Andy, I think Dr. Most suggests for lunch today you have fish in olive oil with a side of walnuts.
Sounds good. I got that diet ready.
Dr. Kevin Most, Northwestern Medicine Chief Medical Officer at Central DuPage Hospital. Thanks. Talk to you next Monday.
You got it, guys. Take care.